Trey Houston, we ended up on frame 80, magazine RR.
Okay, Ron.
Hey, Houston, mapping camera standby now. Image motion is off, and laser altimeter off.
Roger.
Houston, what do you read our black hole of app temp as? I tapped the gauge up here and got a little bit of upward jump in temperature. Just curious how much of a hang up it was.
Stand by. Okay, we show 66 of app out temp.
That's exactly what I jumped to, okay. How have you been reading me most all day today? I've been on lightweight headset all the time.
I say you're fine. Since I've been on, let me check the rest of the day.
Okay. No, I'll be the same all day. You're as good a data point as any. I haven't really tried to make any efforts of talking into the mic or anything. I've just been talking around it, and if you're satisfied, I'm happy.
Okay, sound good all day, no cutout or anything, no problem.
Okay. the canister's changed.
Okay, Gene.
I think if you stand by for some small turning angles on this one, right within the center of the section.
Okay.
Get five balls that time, but that's not bad.
We'll buy that. Well, the Z axis there looks pretty good anyway. You're clear to torque.
Okay. We'll torque at 21. Miss 30. Let's go to 421.45.
Okay. America Houston, request the H2 tank 2 fan on. Over.
Okay, H2 tank 2 fan is on.
Okay, and the wastewater dump that you'll start after LOS should take 11 minutes if you want to set your kitchen clock. Also, a reminder, this time after LOS, we go to REAC. Over.
Okay, thank you. We'll do. We'll go to REAC.
Houston, the IR UV covers are closed.
Okie doke.
This is Apollo Control, Apollo 17 now going behind the moon on its 66th revolution out of radio contact. The crew is scheduled to begin an 8-hour sleep period about 2 hours from now. The next revolution will be a rather quiet one. The crew is scheduled to eat prior to completing final checklist items before going to bed. And we do anticipate having a change of shift press briefing, which will start at around 12:15 to 12:30 a.m. in the MSC News Center briefing room. At 218 hours, 35 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
This is Apollo Control at 219 hours, 11 minutes. Change of shift news conference is ready to begin in the MSC News Center briefing room. We're 5.5 minutes away from acquisition of signal on the 67th revolution. We'll tape and play back any conversation after the news conference. This is Apollo Control at 219 hours, 26 minutes. We are in contact with Spacecraft America and have accumulated a few minutes of tape. We'll play that now.
Hello, Houston, America.
Hello, America, Houston. Glad to have you back.
Well, we got a good one for you, Bob. Not too good, but in the midst of other things, we'll have to wait for water to go to zero on that dump.
That I guess they're back stored in the L bag, huh?
Okay, and we'll want the onboard readouts there at the bottom of the page just before you go LOS. And I might just pass up one little piece of news, very local news here, concerning us members of the Orange Team. We're all extremely proud that you and Jack chose to call out soil you found the other night while we were on shift, the Orange soil, because we take it as an obvious honor for the Orange Team to have been on shift at that point.
Stop. You know, our tip was certainly well met. We certainly are glad you appreciate it.
I detect a certain amount of skepticism whether it's really orange, though.
It looked orange on Ed's TV.
Did it really? Could you see the color enough?
Well, so did the blue ocean on the earth, and so did the white suits and everything else, but they looked orange on Ed's TV anyway.
Is Ed on tonight?
We don't have any, no, we've seen the only two charges for the day. We don't have another charge, I guess, about another 24 hours or so.
I think I understand.
Roger. Ed is on the Orange Team, however.
Bob, I would like a word from you, though, as to whether or not you think there's going to be any problem with that wastewater dump zeros. Is that we don't have to look at it?
No, we aren't expecting any problem. They're looking at it. They're kind of amused, but they're looking at it. And I might pass up to you fellows.
It brought out an interesting.
Go ahead.
I'm not involved.
Okay, I might also tell you fellows, in case nobody told you yesterday, that we tracked the LEM on Ascent for 30 seconds. Beautiful pitch over, and we saw you going away from us after pitch over for 30 seconds. Came out quite well.
Hey, Bob, while it's sort of quiet, any of newsworthy or noteworthy news happen today?
Okay, stand by on that. From my recollection this evening, there really wasn't anything, but I'll check. Did you guys get a news briefing this morning?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we got some news coming over, and we'll have it here before you go around the horn. Might just, while things are quiet, also pass up to you that if you run out of the command module film there, you do have you've got some LEM surface film left, as I'm sure you're aware, and two mags in particular, which look prime to us, are mag Barbara and mag Karen. Barbara has 500 frames of CEX, and Karen 100 frames of black and white. 50 frames, not 500, of CEX, and 100 of black and white. These mags have never been fit checked on the command module cameras, but we believe that they will, as long as we take precautions, because the locks don't work the same between the command module and the LEM cameras, number one. Number two, the focus won't be quite as good as on the with the LEM cameras. However, it will be satisfactory. So there's 150 frames there you might want to take advantage of in those two mags. We think those are in Romeo 2, stowage Romeo 2.
Yeah, we've already inventoried those, and we got our hands on them. However, Bravo is empty. We used it coming up in the rendezvous and docking.
And just in case you got some left over and want to shoot some of that black and white on the moon, we got some instructions for you, which we can call up in real time if you want to do it. Different exposures. The CEX will be the same, of course, as the CEX is in the command module.
Okay. Bob, what factor on the black and white would you use?
Okay, Jack, if you use them, use the same chart you have on board for the CEX, but you cut the shutter speed by a factor of two. So, for instance, you'd use a 1/500th instead of 1/250th, and so forth. Over.
Okay. Thank you.
Bob, I don't think, at least I haven't heard anything to turn the home front for about 4 days. You have my chance of any contact, have you?
As a matter of fact, I haven't. And Gordy didn't talk to him tonight. And in fact, Gordy and I talked about it on when we were doing the changeover, and I thought, well, boy, it doesn't look like it's an opportune time to call up and find out right now. If you like, I can. I'm not sure whether they're still
okay,
up or not, or I can leave instructions for Overmeyer in the morning to round people up and see what's going on. I'll make sure Overmeyer does it in the morning.
No, don't worry about it, Bob. I was just curious. No news is as good as good news.
Yeah, it's my presumption. I kind of thought that the daytime people were taking care of that. It's not the best time in the morning to call them up right now. I'll make sure Overmeyer calls in the morning and checks on it.
This is Apollo Control at 219 hours, 54 minutes, 38 minutes remaining in this pass. Crew is eating at the present time. America's orbit now 65.4 by 62.3 nautical miles.
Okay, America Houston, we're ready for a little action there.
Hey,
in the sim bay.
On.
Copy that. You're just beat us by a minute. And if you guys will...
It's already on, Bob.
Roger. And if you guys will give us the computer, we'll send those updates to you.
Okay, you have the computer?
Okay. And if you guys want to sit and listen, I'll broadcast you what's possibly the world's shortest newscast.
Both covers are open and gray, Bob.
Okay, we copy that.
Bob, on the news, we were waiting for you.
Oh, okay. I was waiting to see if you guys are ready to listen to it. First item, which has been a continuing item here during the flight, in Kansas City, former President Harry Truman's condition continued to deteriorate as doctors are unable to restore his vital kidney functions. On the Paris peace talk scene, there's been essentially no apparent further developments today. It continues about the same. And in New York, police are red-faced, it says, when it was learned that more than 50 pounds of heroin originally seized way back in 1962, this is part of the French Connection business, has been stolen from the police building where it was being kept as evidence. And a last local news item, three prominent Houston men are missing. They were last seen in person at Cape Kennedy on Florida on December 6th, but were apparently lost among the 500,000 people who watched the launch of Apollo 17. The following appeal, it says, is issued in case they are listening. Gene, Jack, and Ron, come home. And if you pass a fellow with a bushy white beard and crimson suit, advise them you'll be home before Christmas. That's the extent of the news.
We saw him the other morning briefly, Bob, and... all four of us will be around at the right time.
That's good news. We'll pass it on.
Hotel. I've got some onboard readouts if you want them.
Okay, we're ready. Copy.
Just give them to you. Okay. I was going to say, I don't know if you got... Yeah, in order. 36.7. 37. 37. RCS is 68, 61, 65, and 66.
Okay, we copy that. We'd like a battery manifold pressure reading. That's 7A on the selector down there, 7 alpha. And America, the computer is yours again.
Bob, 7 Alpha is 1.4.
Copy 1.4, and to copy, the computer is yours.
Yes, sir, we got it.
Okay, and America, we'd like to configure our H2 tanks for the night. Tank 1 to off, tank 2 is already off, and we'd like tank 3 to auto.
Okay, you said you've got tank 1 is off, tank 2 is off, and 3 is auto.
Okay, thank you.
This is Apollo Control at 220 hours, 21 minutes. Clock shows 11 minutes, 13 seconds before loss of signal on this revolution. However, because of the pointing angle of the high-gain antenna on the spacecraft, which is now configured for the rest period, we anticipate an early LOS, perhaps 5 minutes prior to the clock time.
Roger, 17, go ahead.
Roger, as you we approach having Earthset, you might be interested to know, being an astronomer, Bob, that we're getting a very bright specular reflection off the Earth now from the sun that reproduces the sun's image quite well.
Very good. And we're about about between 4 and 5 minutes from losing track of you guys tonight. And your go for LOS and go for sleep. And we won't be saying anything more to you coming around the horn. We will be up listening to you, though. But we'll consider you guys going to sleep on the backside. Over.
Okay, well, we're moving in that direction, partly to get the captain cooled down. And we'll probably talk to you in the morning before very long.
Okay, well, don't open the windows to get it cooled down too much there.
By the way, okay.
And while you guys are sleeping tonight, you might be glad to know that the old orange team will be sitting around the fireplace here in the Mocha singing Christmas carols.
That I believe. Is Spam serving coffee to you?
We're holding out for eggnog tonight.
Oh, good night, Robert.
Good night, Gino.
Well, that would be appropriate. I don't... I think it's about time they treated the Mocha to something. Good night, Robert.
Good night, Ron. Say good night, Dick.
Good night, Dick. And we'll see you in the morning, I guess, Bob, if you're still around. If not, we'll see you tomorrow about this time.
Okay, and by then you'll be headed home.
Yes, sir. And if my old friend's listening, I just want to say good night. Sleep tight. Bob, that's the most beautiful crescent earth I've ever seen.
It's a nice place to come home to, guys.
This is Apollo Control. We have had loss of signal on the 67th revolution. Crew of Apollo 17 preparing for an 8-hour rest period now. That rest period to begin at 220 hours, 30 minutes, about less than, well, about right now, as a matter of fact. All systems on the spacecraft operating normally. We will be monitoring the spacecraft throughout the night while it is on the front side of the moon, although we do not plan to talk to the crew on the next pass. We'll come up hourly during the rest period with status reports. At 220 hours, 30 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 221 hours, 37 minutes. Apollo 17 is in the 68th revolution, coming up over the landing site at Taurus Littrow very shortly. We've had no conversation with the crew since loss of signal on the 67th revolution. There are rest periods starting at that time. All spacecraft systems performing well. 6 hours and 42 minutes remaining in the rest period. At 221 hours, 37 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 222 hours, 37 minutes. All still going well with Apollo 17, now behind the moon in its 68th revolution. 5 hours, 42 minutes remaining in the crew rest period. At 222 hours, 37 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 223 hours, 37 minutes. Spacecraft America is orbiting the front side of the moon in its 69th revolution. Flight controllers are monitoring systems, and all are performing well. The ultraviolet and infrared experiments are being performed during this rest period, of which 4 hours and 42 minutes remains. At 223 hours, 37 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 224 hours, 37 minutes. The Command Module America is behind the moon at this time in its 69th lunar revolution. All systems looked good as they were monitored here prior to loss of signal. Crew is asleep with 3 hours, 42 minutes remaining in this rest period. On awaking, the crew will continue to perform orbital science experiments and photography until approximately 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time today, when the translunar insertion burn will be made in America. This crew will be on the way back to Earth. Approximately 30 minutes ago, an attempt to turn on the lunar surface television camera was unsuccessful. The reason the camera did not respond to ground commands is not known at this time. And another attempt to activate the camera probably will be made later today. At 224 hours, 38 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 225 hours, 37 minutes. The Command Module America is on its 70th lunar revolution. And in a few minutes, we'll be over the Taurus Littro landing site. Crew is still asleep with 2 hours, 42 minutes remaining in this rest period. About 5 minutes ago, a second attempt was made to activate the television camera on the lunar surface, again without success. Another attempt may be made later today, and probably one attempt today will be made for the next several days. At 225 hours, 37 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 226 hours, 37 minutes. Apollo 17 is behind the moon on its 70th revolution. Flight Director Neil Hutchinson and the Gold Team are preparing to relieve Flight Director Pete Frank and the Orange Team at this time. There will be no change of shift news conference. Crew has been in a rest period since shortly after the orange shift came in for flight control duties. 1 hour, 42 minutes remaining in the crew rest period. We've had no conversation with the crew since the rest period began, and all spacecraft systems are operating normally. Attempts at approximately 5 and 6:30 a.m. to turn on the lunar surface television camera were unsuccessful. The reason why the camera failed to respond to ground commands is not known, and further attempts to activate the camera will be made. At 226 hours, 38 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 227 hours, 37 minutes. Ground elapsed time, and a mission of Apollo 17. Spacecraft America now about a third of the way across the front face of the moon, Revolution 71. 42 minutes remaining until the crew is wakened. Some 50 minutes until the spacecraft passes behind the moon. In other words, the wake-up call will be made some 8 minutes prior to loss of signal on this front side pass. And the crew will start their preparations for a fairly busy day of orbital science tasks and photography. And the trans-Earth injection burn late this afternoon. Presently, the spacecraft is in a 61.8 by 66.1 nautical mile lunar orbit. Current velocity 5,344 feet per second.
we'll bring up the air-ground circuit just prior to the wake-up call and follow the balance of the day's activities live and as they happen. And at 2:21:38, 2:27:38, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control at 228 hours, 9 minutes, ground elapsed time, less than a minute away from wake-up, and 19 minutes away from the time that the spacecraft America passes behind the moon, nearing the end of revolution number 71. Current orbit 66.1 at Apocynthian and 61.8 Paracynthian. Those are nautical miles. We'll stand by here as we wait for the wake-up call from spacecraft communicator Bob Obermeier. And whatever the music selection is this morning, which is becoming a tradition for a wake-up. Stand by here for a wake-up call.
Good morning, America. Good morning, America. Good morning, America, and we'd appreciate high gain to auto so we could talk to you all the way through LOS.
Okay, we got to get the guy on watch up here in a minute.
Time to put your feet on the floor and a smile on your face and face another day in lunar orbit. The last one.
They're there, but our fellow on watch is still asleep.
Roger. Would you like to play the music again to wake him up?
Apparently it has no effect. Good choice, though.
We're going to light your fire today, babe.
Okay, let me try to get auto without waking him. Stand by. You better play the punchline of that song again. Nobody believes you did it.
Jane, just before we get the lunar sound, before we get the recording going again, just remember you'll have to go manual and wide in a normal acquisition at AOS, and the angles on the dial are correct.
Okay. Hey, good morning.
Sound a little groggy.
Good morning, Robert. How you doing this morning?
Things are great. Stand by.
Navy groggy, I think is what you mean.
If I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
For the CMP, do you believe it now?
Yeah, I heard it, that's there. Beautiful, Bob, we're going to get your picture. You sent this time right out. Number. I need a...
Is that from on board?
Say again, Bob?
Did you have that tape on board, or is that just a back... But we've got the song again in our background, or did you all have that?
No, we had it, and I think it's very appropriate for today. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah, we didn't play it back, dude.
Okay,
play it back.
It's just probably a comm matchup.
That was those other guys.
America Houston. You've got about 3.5 minutes to LOS, and you're looking good. All systems look good to us, and have a good breakfast. We'll see you on the other side. This is Apollo Control at 230 hours, ground elapsed time in the mission of Apollo 17. Now two-thirds of the way across the front side of the moon on lunar orbit number 42, and some 26 minutes away from loss of signal on this revolution.
during the previous two-thirds of this 72nd revolution, the air-ground circuit has been down because of the press conference on lunar surface science underway in the main auditorium. We have some 24 minutes of tape accumulated from the air ground, primarily the medical reports from the crew, the morning news, and the usual exchanges that go on at this time of day, immediately after crew awakening. The crew was awakened near the end of Revolution 71 with a recording by the letterman of Light My Fire, which is appropriate for today, inasmuch as the crew will light off the big engine in the service module to come out of lunar orbit and begin the three-day flight back home. We'll start rolling the accumulated tape and go live as soon as that tape is played out. This is Apollo Control.
America, Houston, realize you're eating and don't want to interrupt you, but if you've got your headsets on, we'll give you some news.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, let's give you the really important news first. Went around the horn here and over in Nassau Bay. Everybody's doing real fine, and looks like Tracy's going to go out and visit one of our bigger amusement centers around the country, and going to have a great day, and everybody's just looking forward to the EVA and the deorbit and the flash. Out in El Lago, everybody's fine out there, Ron, and John's out selling Christmas trees today, and Jamie's going to go out shopping with her aunt sometime today, and a little Christmas shopping. It's getting near that time of year, and one of your friends from Phoenix is due in today for the rest of the mission, I guess. And out in Tucson, it was a little early this morning, Jack, but everybody's up and about, and talked to your mother, and everybody's fine. She's getting anxious to go back to Silver City and see all the celebration. I guess those people out there are really enjoying it and really getting wild about it. But everybody's fine all the way around.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, we like reacting
there. I'm sure you told them that.
Oh, I didn't have to tell them that. They're listening. They heard everything already this morning. At all three places.
Well, we send our good morning on our last wake-up day from the moon.
Okay. Here's a summary of the late news as compiled in the MSC Public Affairs Office. If you'd like it, we're ready to go with it.
Hey, we'd love to have it. Go ahead.
Okay, everybody is talking about the success of the Apollo 17 mission here in Houston and the weather. It was cold this morning. Some thermometers in the Houston metropolitan area were in the mid-20s. The lowest official temperature for the city of Houston was 31. I might add Ellington had a record at 29. A huge high-pressure system is dominating the midsection of the nation. Barometric pressure reached a high of 30.7 in the Houston area this morning at about 5 a.m. With strong, gusty winds, the chill factor was a 5 above in Houston and about a minus 10 degrees in Galveston. Man, that's cold. The National Christmas Tree was lighted last night in Washington by Vice President Spiro Agnew. A small crowd braving cold and rainy weather watched as the Vice President threw the switch to light up the 70-foot spruce that came from Medicine Bow, Wyoming. During the ceremony, Mr. Agnew said, "We must remember the many servicemen who are missing in action or prisoners of war in Indochina and pray for them this holiday season." North Vietnamese peace talk negotiator Le Doc Tho has told newsmen he is very optimistic about prospects for an early ceasefire in Vietnam. Before leaving Paris, Le Doc Tho said he will remain in very close contact with Dr. Henry Kissinger. Dr. Kissinger is in Washington. A Paris radio station has said a peace pact signing is imminent, but the report has been denied in Washington. Former Treasury Secretary John Conley says he expects to get a call from President Nixon shortly to carry out some foreign visits this coming year. One assignment may be a visit to Moscow. John Scali, a former newsman from ABC and a special consultant to President Nixon, is expected to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. a formal announcement from the White House is expected in a few days. An explosion has taken the lives of 21 men in West Virginia. The blast occurred at a steelmaking complex near Weirtown, West Virginia, on the Ohio River. President Nixon has given the green light for a pay raise for all federal employees. The across-the-board increase of 5.14% will benefit both civilian and armed forces personnel. A 747 jumbo jet, while taking off out of Miami International yesterday, went through a flock of birds and reportedly lost or had an engine go out. The pilot turned the aircraft around, went out over the Atlantic and burned down some fuel and landed at Miami, but skidded off the runway, hit a concrete culvert, and seared the nose gear. A few passengers fainted, but only four were injured when they went down the slide. The unexpected always deserves some attention. The small community of Westwood, Kansas, a suburb of Kansas City, will send back a check it has received from the federal government in the Federal Revenue Sharing Program. Mayor Joe Dennis said Westwood just didn't need the money. On the regional and local scene, I just might add, I see it's not here, that President Truman's condition seemed to deteriorate some last night, but he is still not listed on the critical list. He is serious and... Miss Emma Hogg, the 90-year-old founder of the Houston Symphony, was honored at a gala birthday party last night, cake-cutting ceremony at the symphony. And Little Tomball, Texas, has had police trouble, but nearby Pasadena doesn't seem to have any. 13 new pretty police women have just joined the suburban police force out in Pasadena. And Jack, here's a special for you. If you ever get tired of cracking racks, why not try politics? A geologist, J. Leonard Davidson, is going to run for mayor of Houston during the 1973 election. And we also received word this morning that an elementary school in Silver City, New Mexico, is being renamed for their most illustrious graduate. It will now be the Harrison H. Schmidt Elementary School in Silver City, New Mexico. A couple of new college coaches have been named. Dave Smith has been named the new coach of Southern Methodist. Up in West Lafayette, Indiana, a veteran coach has been named to improve football fortunes at Purdue. Alex Agassi, former head coach at Northwestern, will take over the Boilermakers. Kent Nix is expected to get the nod as starting quarterback for the Oilers against the Cincinnati Bengals in the final game of the year. Pastorini is still out with a pulled hamstring muscle. The Houston Rockets dropped their basketball game with the Baltimore Bullets last night by a score of 94-91. Purdue beat Western Kentucky last night, 91-75. Friendswood High School was eliminated last night in the Class 2A semifinals as they bowed to Bowling at Rice Stadium, 33-7. And the final in the news today, Marion Rice Hart, the 81-year-old American aviatrix, says she has at least two more years left for flying. Mrs. Hart is currently flying around the world in a single-engine Beechcraft Bonanza. She's presently in Kathmandu, India. That's all from editor Jim Kowalski here. A special hello from the Space Flight Tracking and Data Network crew around the world.
Thank you, Bob. And our hello is thank you to that tracking team. We sure have been able to work well with them, and communications have been super.
That's real great. I'm sure those words will be appreciated up at Goddard and around the world, of course.
Well, like a lot of other people, you know, you can't do it without them.
Bob, this is Jack. My appreciation and thanks for an unnecessary honor to Silver City.
Roger. I'm sure they're listening out there and just glad to do it. Speech loud and clear, Ron. We're listening.
Cinnamon toast and bread chips. Instant breakfast. Tea. Grape juice. And bacon squares. Vitamins. For lunch, frankfurters. Two pieces of bread. Ketchup. Orange drink. A package of pecans. Okay, for meal C, turkey. gravy, orange juice, and lemonade. Okay, for the medical log, commanders, 17052, 5 hours, very good sleep, no medication, and 3 cans of water. Okay, the old LMB. Food, cinnamon toasted bread, instant breakfast, coffee, fruit cake, grape drink, peach ambrosia. PLB, frankfurters, one piece of bread, orange drink, sugar cookies, grape drink, and a coffee. Real Charlie, turkey and gravy, caramel candy, and orange juice. Okay, LMP medical log. The old PDRD is still at the bottom of the sack down there. Had about 5 hours of sleep. No medication. And 2 cans of water. Okay, the command module pilot had to eat. Sliced oat cereal. Mixed fruit. Instant breakfast. Coffee. Grape punch. Cinnamon toasted cubes. Brownies. Vitamins. For lunch. 4 frankfurters, 2 pieces of bread, ketchup, chocolate pudding, grape drink, coffee. Meal C, turkey gravy, chocolate bar, orange beverage, and pork and potatoes. GMP medical log. 15050. About 5 hours of sleep. Pretty good. Once I got to sleep. For medication, 2 sips of nose drops each side prior to retiring. And 4 cans of water. Over.
Roger, Ron, we got all that.
Okay.
Ron, could I jog your memory a minute back to the HF antenna extension period after docking?
Go ahead, we'll try.
Roger, Ron, we've been chasing a data dropout glitch and we just wonder, trying to cover all bets, when you were extending HF antenna 1, could have you gone to operate on the immediate switch next to it, which is the lunar sounder switch, which is right next to 1? Could have you gone to operate for a minute or two without realizing it while you're holding 1 to extend it?
Stand by, Bob. Which extension anomaly you talking about, the one prior to rendezvous?
No, the one after rendezvous and docking when we were putting them, they're out now, and when we put them out, when we were putting them out and we were extending HF antenna 1, the lunar sounder operate switch is immediately next to it, and I realize HF antenna 1 is a momentary switch. When you're holding it there, could have you gone to operate on that lunar sounder switch?
Bob, I don't think so. No.
Okay,
no,
good show. We'll,
so.
Okay, we'll keep track.
I would have had to then gone to the off position too. I guess right after that, I think I'd remember that.
Yeah, that's a firm. You would have had to go to off there, and I didn't feel it, but the only, you know, we got a data glitch. It's nothing serious, no problem, but they're just
back room is trying to track down all little glitches, and that seemed to be the only thing that could add up right now.
Sure, I understand. I understand. Yep.
Hey, Bob, have you had any more charge firings on the surface?
I don't believe so. When I came on shift, they mentioned that the LCRU wasn't working right now, and they were trying to work it. Okay, just for an update, we fired 6 and 7 last night, and we'll be firing one about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
They all went off okay, huh?
Yeah, and 4, 1, and 8 go off today. And we're seeing good results, Jack, on all the data.
Okay, has Bob Kovach gotten any depths to the debris cover or to anything below it yet?
Let me check that out before I give it to you piecemeal here. We'll check it out.
I realize that's pushing a little bit, but I'm curious. Bob, how do you read 17?
Reads loud and clear, Jack.
Okay, I'm looking right down the slope of the South Massif above the slide right now, right down at the, just about the angle of the slope. And there's a very slight inundation in the slope just opposite the point of maximum extent of the dark light mantle. Opposite other portions of it, though, it there's no clear indication of any change in the direction of the massive front. It's very, very slight, and I'd say you'd have a hard time saying that it is a source area for the light mantle, but it's there's a slight inundation there.
Roger.
Up just north of the right raid craters in the littoral area, there are five craters, all probably in the 1,000-meter diameter class range, 500 to 1,000, and all five of those have the sequence of colors in the walls from rim down of a brown gray, blue gray, and then brown gray. They're all identical in that sequence and quite clear.
Roger.
And that blue gray is comparable to the blue gray that's visible in the craters such as Sherlock in the landing area. And along the Graben, in the vicinity of those five craters, there is a series of very black spots. I'm going to have to look at again on the next pass if we can. I don't have any idea what those spots are, but I'm looking very obliquely now to that Graben, and it's extremely black spots along that Graben.
Roger. Ron, noun 26 doesn't require a sign.
Thank you, Bob. I've heard more about this P-20 on this side of the tunnel, this station, than I ever could have.
Which
like you guys are ready to go to work.
Well, yeah, well, we are. We're ready to do anything you want to do.
Okay, we need accept. Got you a CSM state vector.
Okay, sock it to us.
Okay, it's on its way. Going down the flight plan, we've got a flight plan update if you're ready to copy. It isn't too awful long, although it's not the easiest one.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, at 230.20, 230.20, add the following. Laser altimeter off, LA off.
Just keep pressing on, Bob. I'll get them and let you know if I get them all.
Okay, at 230.20, laser altimeter off. At 230.29, add verify all VHF off. At 230.31, delete waste water dump. At 230.40, scratch out LMP and put CDR, Dawn Biomed Harness. Just put CDR and place LMP.
Yeah, that was a flight plan update we passed on yesterday. I've got those.
Okay, just keep going down the line here. At 231.29, change check LMP Biomed to check Commander Biomed. And change CDR DOF to CMP DOF. Okay. And the computer here is, by the way, you can go back to block. And this is the one important one here. We want to make sure, and I'll explain a little bit. Over at 232.27. 232.27. If Lunar Sounder operates talkback flag goes barber pole, switch Lunar Sounder operate to standby. The situation here is it might run out of film during this Lunar Sounder HF target on Hertzsprung. If it does, we need to go to standby immediately, and it'll probably require somebody monitoring that panel during that 5-6 minute pass there. Our best guess is we've got a 5 minute pad on that film, but this is just a precaution. And at 233.13, after pan camera power, add V over H override high altitude. Okay, that ends the flight plan update. I've got a Lunar Sounder pad.
Okay.
Okay, Lunar Sounder pad is at 230.55, 230.55. T start time, 231.00.00. T stop time is at 07.58.
Is that everything? Or you got a couple more sounder pads?
That's the only sounder pad for now.
Okay, let me just run it back through you, make sure I got them right.
Go ahead.
Okay, at 230.21, you want the laser altimeter off. At 230.30, you want to verify all the VHF is off. We will eliminate the wastewater dump at 230.31. The sounder pad on that page is 231.00 and 231.0758. At 232, following Lunar Sounder operate for that pass. If the operate talkback goes barber pole, we want the
should switch your lunar sounder operating to standby, and we'll be monitoring the panel during that pass. And at 2:33:12, following pan camera to power, you want B over H to high out.
That's a good readback, Gene. I have a TEI 75, no preliminary TEI 75 pad for your update book.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, that's preliminary TEI 75, SPS GNN 36372 plus 063 plus 086 236 420858 981 plus 30403 minus 01833 plus 00804 180000000. HA is not applicable. Plus 00230. 3046 niner. 225. 302 niner 2. Sexton star is 06. 10 niner 5 300 Foresight, and that is not applicable. Mound 61 minus 178 niner minus 16600 10472 36172 DET of 05G is 3041836. Over on the comments line, Sirius and Rigel, 136071035. 4Jet, 12 seconds on the LH. I've got two assumptions, or rather, two other comments. This pad assumes TEI rest mat. Comment two, with the liftoff rest mat which you have in, it'll be roll 179er, pitch 088, yaw 359er. Over.
Okay, Bob, TEI 75, preliminary, SPS, GNN, 36372, plus 063, plus 086, 236420858, plus 30403, minus 01833, plus 00804, 180, all zeros, all zeros, HA is in A, plus 00230, 30469er, 225, 30292, 061095, 300. Foresight is NA, minus 1789, minus 16600, 10472, 36172, 3041836. Sirius and Rigel, 136071. 035, 4Jet, 12 seconds, LH, assume TEI rest mat, if liftoff rest mat, attitude is 17908-359.
Real good readback, no problem. Got a consumable update here for you on RCS update. We're right on the flight plan. We've got 56% remaining. And the O2 and H2 are basically right on the flight plan, and we've got plenty remaining. No problem on that. And for the Jack, for the LMP, I've got a special flight plan update on your crew option photo target on Sikorsky. Would you like to copy that?
Stand by one.
And we'd like high gain to auto.
Okay, Bob, what's this update?
Okay, Jack, at 232.55, this is the LMP crew option photo target Sikorsky.
Go ahead.
Okay, they're recommending CM5, the EL, 80 or 250, I guess, your option. HBW. Maybe that should be VHBW. I'll check that out. But HBW is what they've got here. Exposure from crew option photo chart as listed, except change 1/250th to 1/500th for the 80mm lens. Change 1/125th to 1/250th for the 250mm lens. Recommend use Lunar Surface Mag Kilo. That's use Lunar Surface Mag Kilo. Record frame number for start stop. Okay, and I've been corrected. That is HBW. That's one of those surface mags that I guess I don't know anything about. And we would like cryo tank configuration H2 tank 3 fans to off. H2 tank 2 fans to on. Over.
Okay, you've got that in the photo pass on Mag Kilo, either the 80 or the 250 millimeter lens. HBW, exposures as per chart, except change 1/250th to 1/500th for the 80 and 1/125th to 1/250th for the 250 millimeter lens.
Roger, Jack.
And record the frames.
Good show.
Bob, I just had a good view of the sunset and the corona, and there are two strong bright streamers just right at sunset, one parallel to the plane of the ecliptic and the other, maybe 10 degrees to the south of the plane, and they form two of the major longer duller streamers that are streaming out from the sun now. There are some other linear streamers that are still visible, but those were the major ones. Once you get out about to the position of Mars, they all have about the same intensity, which is very low.
Roger.
The pattern's distinctly different from the one I believe I mentioned to you yesterday sometime.
Roger.
I was right at sunset at any rate. Still have a very strong glow visible at the sunset point.
Roger.
And that glow, the general glow visible to me now, and of course I'm not very well dark adapted, but extends about to a position, about the same distance from the sun as the apparent distance of Venus, between Venus and Mars right now. Let me start over on that. The apparent distance from Venus to Mars is about the same distance as from Mars to the limit of the strong solar glow.
Even now,
when I talk about streamers, I'm talking about lens. Say again.
You said we see the 905. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, I just, when I talk about streamers, talking about each time very linear bright lines that extend, oh, maybe two or three solar diameters out, and then they emerge quite sharply into these very long, much duller streamers that I guess presumably are zodiacal light.
Roger, Jack, we see the now 93, you can torque.
Okay, we're torquing at 4.5 now. Bob, we'll go ahead and torque at 3014.
Roger.
Okay, Houston, you through the high gain now?
Stand by on that. We've just gone around the horn, and you're looking real good. Looks like we'll have AOS at 231, about 8 or 7, right in there. And we are now through with the high gain.
And we're reconfiguring now.
America, Houston, we didn't see the mapping camera go off. Did you get that off?
That's the firm. We got mapping camera off, Bob.
Okay, thank you. And your AOS time is updated a little bit.
We got them all. We're coming up.
2:30:11. Try another one. 2:31:11.
What's this 2:31:11, Bob?
That's your AOS time. It's a little bit later than what the flight plan shows.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
This is Apollo Control at 230 hours, 37 minutes, ground elapsed time. That completes the 72nd Revolution frontside pass on a delayed playback. Spacecraft America coming around on Revolution 73 in 32 minutes. We'll bring the line back up at that time at 230 hours, 38 minutes. This is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, 231 hours, 9 minutes, ground elapsed time. 50 seconds away from acquisition of signal as America, spacecraft America, comes around the front side of the moon on revolution number 73. We'll stand by as we wait confirmation from the network controller of acquisition of signal. Some initial trans-Earth injection figures coming up later today around 5:33 Central Time. The tentative ignition time for trans-Earth injection is ground elapsed, 236.4208. For a posigrade velocity increase of 3,046.9 feet per second. Total burn time of 2 minutes 24 seconds on the service propulsion system engine. We've had acquisition of signal of America. We'll stand by now for resumption of communications as the spacecraft becomes electronically visible to the tracking stations on Earth.
America.
Hello, America. You're a little scratchy down here. We'll pick you up there, shortly.
Okay. We'll stand by a little bit.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead. We can hear you.
Last lunar sounder pass, we got an extra 40 seconds on the fuel. And 40 seconds on the last end of it.
Okay. Houston, if you're reading us loud and clear, I'd like to give you a Lunar Sounder flight sounder pad here at 231.21.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, it's at 231.21, the Lunar Sounder T-start time, 231.26.18. T-stop, 5033.
Okay, I got that, thank you. Happy with the bomb head on the CDR?
We won't know until we get the high gain here at 21.
This is Apollo Control. For those newsmen in the MSC News Center who want to watch their television monitors, they can see a playback of explosive package number 7 if they'll watch the lower left corner of the monitor. They'll see a brief glow and then it dims out again, and that's all there is to see. We'll roll the videotape back through at this time.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, just looking at the right brother's crater going through there again. And the outer bit of rim on that thing are kind of like the one, I'll call it above Res 62 on a picture. But the outer rim is supposed to be in the opposite direction of the normal crater or something. There was a steep slope is on the outside of the rim, and you have a gradual slope up to the, from the center of the crater, you've got a gradual slope up to the rim, and then it drops off of the steep slope on the outside. And the steep slope on the outside is maybe 35 to 45 degrees. The slope on the inside is probably somewhere around 20 degrees, I would guess. And at one portion of the rim, kind of on the western portion of that one I was looking at, anyhow, it's almost a delta-shaped rig.
Roger, Ron. We're ready for the high gain. If somebody can bring it up, we can read you better. Read, America, you're sounding great now.
Okay, looks like we got you.
Real good. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, I just kind of reminisce. reminiscing a little bit about my mud puddle craters there in Smithy. I guess that's what a good term to call them, is what they always kind of look like to me. But they slope up. But the rims of those craters, and even the interior rims on ones that are moldering, they slope upward from the center of the crater toward the rim at a gradual slope, and then they drop off on the outside of the crater rim, sloping down from the outside crater up to 45 degrees, and then at some points on there, it almost looks like it's a real classic delta-shaped rim on them, where you have the same slope on the inside as well as the outside of the crater.
Roger, Ron.
Houston, you ready for both me and Jeff?
That's affirmative.
Operate.
America, be advised, Gene, your biomed looks good.
Thank you, Bob. Houston, frame 163 and 164 and 165. We're taking those, the mud craters in Smithy. And 160. I guess it's taken of the great slopings side of the crater in Chrissy. That's just south of Yerkes.